All right, this episode brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever the hell you want. You can binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, SNL, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey. Go there right now, and let's get this fucking Hulu party started, bitches. Oh shit. Oh shit. They'll be hiding in the street. What are you fucking nuts? Or what? Wednesday, May 20 something. I don't know what the fuck it is. 23rd?
Second, I think.
22nd.
Yeah.
Get down, motherfucker. I got the Who. Won't get fooled again. That's the fucking mantra for the day. Don't get fooled again. Tell her to suck your dick before you buy a McDonald's. And get your shit together, bitches. Matt Flavor here with his little brother, the flying Jew, the flying drummer, the lover of debt, the mad lover from Jerusalem, Lee Boom Boom Sayat.
What's up?
What's up, baby? Look at you losing more. You're looking less fucking like skinny as the microphone. You're like a microphone with a big fucking head at the top. Cocksucker. That's the one thing. What are we going to do about our big heads?
It's never going
to work. We could lose 1,000 fucking pounds. All this surgery, all these fucking people looking like Kardashian's stepfather. And fucking, they can't do nothing with the human head.
No.
It gets bigger between the head and the ears. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
My head's always been huge. I can't help it.
Let me tell you something. This reefer.
Yeah.
From NoHo Organic. They got the two batches, the Colombian Gold.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
You just shit your pants.
That's a fucking beautiful day to start a Wednesday. That's a fucking protein powder. On it at work again. On it Hemp Plus. On it Strong Bone. On it fucking Alpha Brain. On it. Get on it, cocksucker.
You just shit your pants. There's no way you didn't shit your pants.
I didn't shit my pants. It was just a long extended disco version. Of a fart of love. You follow me? Hope it's a beautiful day to be alive. Get up, eat your fruit, do some jumping jacks, eat reefer coffee, get ready. It's a fucking beautiful day to be alive. It's yours to fucking keep. What's going on with you, Lee? Tell me something. What happened last night? You went to work?
No, it's you've talked about it a lot. And
what?
It's made me think about it. You've done a lot of, you call them $100 day movies, right? Right,
yeah.
And I've only been here 2.5 years. But I've been lucky and worked on some pretty good shows and worked with you. But I've also worked for some pretty shitty
ghetto
companies.
Shows. Yeah, we all do.
And I'm just done with it. It's just when there's so many people here, there's people who are trying to spend the least amount of money and make the most. And I mean, for people out there who have shitty jobs, you can't really stand. You have to. It looks bad on you if you do a bad job because the company, it makes you look bad and it's stressful. And I'm starting a new job next week, which I'm happy about, but it stressed me out. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about it is the first thought in my mind was I wanted to get that Jack, because there's a Jack in the Box across the street from my work. I wanted that order I told you about, guys, about in the YouTube videos. And it took all my, like, it sounds stupid, but, like, do you ever, like, stress eat? Because, like, that's for, like, 2 hours, that's all I could think about. And I didn't do it, which is new for me. But, I mean, you must stress eat. Fuck, I mean, you get stressed out. I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't do it?
I don't know if I get... When I get stressed, I can't fucking eat. You know, it's not like I got...
Oh, okay.
It's... when I get stressed out, it affects my fucking soul.
Oh,
I
fuck.
I get pissed off, so I can't eat till later on. It gives me agita.
I want cheeseburgers.
Especially, don't eat Jack in the Box.
I didn't, but I'm saying.
When I think of Jack in the Box, let me tell you what I think about.
What?
I think about people cooking food with, like, lesions in their fingers and oozing out and shit, like this thing on my chin. This
well, fucking, it's their buttermilk. It's the buttermilk to us.
I cut the fucking chin again. You know, that's what I think about. People sneezing on that commercial with the fucking dentist. Sneezes in the guy's mouth. That's what I think about. I think of Jack in the Box. They pay like $4.52 an hour, and you got like the bottom of the fucking end jobs. Don't eat there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't. But it's just
my wife brought home fish and chips from Jack in the Box. For the cat.
For the cat?
For Finny. She liked Finny liked the fish.
Fish. Okay.
It was fucking. It wasn't fish.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't.
Cat. Fucking. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
Who knows?
What else? Are you going to quit this job? When is your last day?
Friday. Fuck that. So yeah, so Friday.
And you got a couple weeks off. We we do live fucking podcast next Wednesday.
Yep.
And we move on with our lives.
Yep, gonna do it.
You gotta get a fucking job and settle in and put your feet in there. Enough of this moving around.
Yeah, you're
gonna
have
the man of a thousand references. Pretty soon they're not gonna hire you. You're gonna have to go back to that lady and eat her ass.
No, they called me this week and I said,
I told you she's got a crush on you.
No, she doesn't. She's 50 years old.
That's right. She's gonna rub that fucking head, put that vagina on your head that's better than Rogaine. You'll look like fucking Elvis Presley in 2 months.
You have no idea how many things I got. I can't eat egg drop soup now because of you. So disgusting.
You don't need egg drop soup. You want to go to Jack in the Box. They don't have fucking egg drop soup at Jack in the Box. God,
you don't know. They probably do.
No, they don't. Fucking people. You know, it's funny because I thought about you. I always think about this show, and I think about the people who email me, and I think about the whole fucking week in general, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking about when I was 15.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I walked into freshman, or 14, I walked into my freshman fucking algebra class, and there was a girl named Lisa that had the prettiest fucking face in the world. Her ass was big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was on the borderline of being, you know, a big girl, whatever. And I fell in love with her. She had a fucking, her pussy through the jeans was tremendous. I still remember the fucking clogs. She used to have clogs.
Yeah.
With a little gem in the middle that were brown clogs, and she'd wear the blue jeans and her shirt. And she had mediocre boobs, but her face could stop bird shit in midair. It was beautiful. It was just fucking beautiful. And I fell in love with her. I had this secret crush on her. And I was dating other girls and slinging dick or whatever the fuck. Being a half a fruitcake. And it's a fucked up story. It taught me a lot at that age. You know, I was really in love with her. Then boom, my mother died. I made out with her like a month before my mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed her tit or something and I was in love. And then my mother died and she came to the funeral and stuff. And it was like I had this secret love affair with her in my mind.
Yeah.
And I was scared to tell her, you know, so I would keep it. We'd talk on the phone about general things, but I was really in love with her. And this went on. And one night we got into an argument. We would always talk for 6 months and then not talk for 6 months.
Yeah.
And we got into an argument at Joe Mary's. We were still in high school. We were like juniors in high school.
Going to a bar.
And we were fucking in a bar already, right? Like 10 of us. And her and I had a couple cocktails in us. And something happened, we got into an argument, and she goes, you got to remember, I would never fuck you.
Jesus.
Because you're just not my fucking type. And like you the other night, it killed me inside. I never said nothing to nobody, I didn't cry, it just fucked with me a little bit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And then it became what everything else becomes in my life, you know? Like, you can't do this, you're fucked, now I'm going to fuck you. Now I'm going to fuck you. Now you proved me wrong. A, I'm in love with you, and B, now I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah.
And it started, my pursuit started her junior year. And going into senior year, I quit school to load trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have to be at work till 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. So in high school, I would go out for a few hours and then go load trucks all night. And one Monday night, I went out and she was drinking vodka and it was starting to get cold. It was like November of 81. It was starting to get cold. And she was drinking vodka with iced tea. And in those days, iced tea didn't come in a bottle. It came in a milk container. But you could buy 16 ounces.
Okay.
You know, you could
buy vodka, iced tea. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So I was telling Greg Fitzsimmons that there used to be this pizza parlor in by the high school, Nick's. I showed you it.
Yeah.
Across from Hashways. Nick's, you. And he would always, my friend would always buy an iced tea.
You too.
He would always go, Nick, you suck. And Nick would go fucking nuts. And he would call Veneri would cross the street. He'd go, Veneri, you fucking Jew, you suck. And Veneri would go, what do you want from me? That iced tea is a nickel cheaper across the street. He was Catholic. He wasn't even fucking Jewish. So the funny thing about this is we were out there one day and something happened. I said something in the pizza place. She was in the pizza place with her girlfriends, but her iced tea and her vodka were outside.
Okay.
So they froze up. The iced tea froze up.
Okay.
So I said something to her and I went outside in front of my friends. And this bitch came out with a vodka, with an iced tea thing, and threw it at me. Like with her cup.
Yeah.
And threw it at me. And she started walking with her girlfriend. She was drunk about something, and she was tripping on something.
I hate drunk girls.
And she started walking, and I fucking picked up the iced tea, and I chased her, and I went behind and poured the fucking frozen iced tea on her head. And the icicles hitting her head. And we didn't talk.
Yeah.
And I thought it was over. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, I'm still going to fuck this bitch. I just got to figure out a fucking way. And even at that age, I figured it out. I said, you know what? I'm going to avoid this girl. And I started avoiding her. Big high school parties, I wouldn't go to them. I'd snort coke with my friends instead. I'd go to Harlem. I would avoid him.
Yeah.
And she started asking. We didn't talk. And then one February, my birthday, I went out because we would celebrate like six birthdays in a row when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We went out and we walked into the bar. I remember, so everybody was so coked up, they bought an ice cream cake. They just fucking melted. This is in high school. It just fucking melted. Like, nobody fucking touched the cake because everybody was coked up.
Yeah.
That's how embarrassing these stories are when I tell you people how much of a loser I was. And something happened. Some guy walked her home and tried to make out with her. So I got the call the next morning. Hey, you got to talk to that guy. And then she called out of the blue. And she wished me a happy birthday. And that was my time.
Yeah.
I had to make every word out of my mouth count. I was going to fuck this girl. No matter what was going to go down, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I was in love with her. I was going to do it. And I just played the hand off right. I avoided her, even because I went back to school.
Yeah.
I tried to get my high school diploma, and I avoided it because I would leave school like at 12:30. And one day she called me, and she started asking me questions. I'm like, I got this fucking girl. And she did blow.
Okay.
She didn't smoke pot, but we all did blow then. And we would go into the clubs in the city, like Studio, the Fun House. We would all go out on Saturday nights. I wasn't a big goer out in those days to those clubs. I would stay at Joe Mary's because I knew going into the city and shit, it sucked.
Yeah.
You know, here at Joe Mary's, my neighborhood bar, I'm stuck there. I could get a fucking rock of Coke. I could borrow money if I need. I get free drinks. You go in the bathroom, you can blind yourself into fucking Palookaville. At a studio and all these clubs, you got to go to the bathroom. People watching you, $20 a drink, $20 to get in. You're a fucking high school.
Yeah.
Ooh, this fucking reef is tremendous. So something happened. I started seeing her more and more, like talking to her. And I had her. I just didn't know when. And one day, like in May, like around the senior prom,
because
I didn't take her, nothing, she asked me, she goes, when are we going to do this?
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. And then I played it off. I was scared. Because I'm, you know, I'm a little scared cunt. Sorry to use that word before fucking lunchtime. I'm a little scared bitch. I tried to avoid her. Once she put it on my lap.
Yeah.
And she was like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't want to. I'll tell you later. And then I had it. And I started robbing. I graduated high school. And me and my buddies went on a fucking thieving tear.
Yeah, the 82, 83.
Yeah, well, I'm 82. Summer, we just started stealing. So every night we'd get 6-7 fucking grams of toot. In those days, we used to buy Coke that already came in a bottle.
Okay.
From my high school teacher, Mr. McGrath, the Camel Breath.
Jesus.
Because he used to smoke Camel cigarettes. So he used to have these fucking vials, and a gram was in there perfectly. We'd go to his house and buy 4 or 5 of those fucking things. And I would always talk to her at 5 or 6, and she'd tell me where she was going to be.
Okay.
I just wouldn't fucking show. That's how much of a scared little fucking girl I was back then, dog.
Jesus Christ.
So here I was robbing houses and shit, but the girl I was in love with that was ready to put it on me, I don't know what she was going to put on me. I don't know if she was going to put a monkey on me. After she said those words, I played it off. Like, I didn't want to hear about it no more. That's how fucked up fear works. Now it was in my lap, and I was still fearful of getting it right there. This is what I always, for those 2 years, she's all I thought about. When I was with other girls, that's all I thought about. When I was dancing or having a great time, I would look around, and if she wasn't there, I'd go, fuck. And now, for the first time, this girl was about to drop love on me.
Yeah.
And I chickened out like a little fucking pussy, dog.
Oh, shit.
And one night, I was definitely supposed to meet her, and I got fucked up, passed out. They had to carry me home. That's how much fear I had. That I was supposed to meet her at a bar, and by 9 o'clock, I was gone.
Yeah.
Gone. I couldn't even handle the success. I just started drinking, doing fucking coke, eating fucking Gorilla Biscuits, and by 9 o'clock, the next morning I woke up, and my friends were like, dog, you fucking got fucked up early. And one night, she left with another guy.
Yeah.
And she got so pissed at me, some guy walked her home, and I think they made out or something. So once I heard that, I was like, that's it. I gotta get back to fucking business. So I bumped into her in a club, and I wasn't snorting that night. It was a happy hour, because in those days, Tuesdays, you went to McSorley's. You know, you went to Shillelagh's in Jersey City. It was 2 for 1, so you got an Alabama Slammer and a mug of Heineken for $1.
You still know your weekly schedule 30 years later.
30 fucking years ago, dog. I don't fuck around. Wednesdays was ladies' night at some club. Thursdays was something else. I mean, it was fucking tremendous because we had a steal, but we also had a budget. We were stealing, but we also had a budget, you know? And I remember like, I met her out. I gave her the coke. I said, hold on to it. You know, I had like an 8-ball that I was selling at the time. This was my summer in high school, my first summer out of high school. It was like a week. and I'm already selling blow. I was doomed to fucking lose. I give her the blow for something, and I go meet up tomorrow, and then that night I took her to this place in Fort Lee called Piccolissimo. Right, fucking tremendous.
Fancy.
Oh, I was a bad motherfucker even back then.
To the Lobster Fried Diablo?
To the Lobster Fried Diablo on Monday nights. It was $14.95. During the week, it was like $22.50. When you're in high school, $22.50 will fucking take you for a loop.
Yeah, absolutely.
A chicken sandwich from Burger King is 99 cents. Here I am eating lobster fry. But, dog, I can never describe Lobster Fried Diablo to people from this place. And I've ordered 1,000 times after this, and it was never like this. But I used to go there so much for a lobster fry. They knew it. I would walk into, I was so crazy. This was a fancy fucking Italian restaurant with people playing fucking, you know, the violin. And I'd walk in, and the waiter would see me, and I'd go, lobster fry! That's how fucking crazy I was even back then. They would go, shh, relax. And I would just look at the, I would just keep saying, lobster fry! Lobster fry. That's how much of a retarded I was back then. And they would sit me down. They put a bib on you.
Yeah.
They put a bib on you.
Lobster bib, yeah.
A lobster bib. And they would come with a fucking dish of pasta. And around the dish was clams. Jesus. And on top of the clams were fucking mussels. And on top of the mussels was shrimp. Big motherfucking shrimp. Not like Louisiana oil spill shit they give you now.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
And then on the top, a fucking lobster that would choke you. And the lobster would have a shell on top, but it was already cut for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, tremendous. And they would clean the claws out, and they'd have the claws on this fucking dish. And you would show up.
For $18?
For fucking $14. And you'd show up, but they got the fish right out of the Hudson. This shit, you'd walk around with fucking, no wonder I'm crazy. I ate all that ink and shit, ink and eel blood and eel shit. And you just mixed it the fuck up, guys. You took the clams out of the thing. You started munching with a loaf of fucking bread. I never forget, they brought my friend. This was the real deal. They brought my friend. But we leave like $50 tips, so they had to fuck with us.
Yeah.
My friend said, if you go to Piccolissimo, don't fuck with those fucking people. And you know what? I met the owner 20 years fucking later. He lives in Florida now. I met the owner in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And I told him, he was like, man, you're absolutely right. So I took this chick to Piccolissimo with the coke she was saving for me on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
This is like on a Thursday night, this romance started. This is a fucking true story I'm dropping on you. I never even told this story on Testicle Testament.
I haven't heard it.
This is a painful fucking story for Uncle Joey I'm dropping on you on a Wednesday morning. But that's how I fucking roll, Lee. You follow what I'm saying? I'm like, I can't show up with one fucking gun. So that Thursday night, we went to Lobster Fried Diablo.
Okay. Right?
And we had like a gram and a half of fucking blow. And I had some cash in my pocket. I don't know what I had robbed that weekend. We went to Lobster Fried Diablo, and I killed her at the Lobster Fried Diablo place. The violin guy came over. I gave him a fucking 10. She was in fucking awe. So we get in her car.
Yeah.
And we drove to Edgewater. And there used to be a boat there called, like, it was a movie theater there. And there was a boat that you got on there and ate dinner. Disgusting. And we would go there and smoke pot and do coke from time to time. And you could hear the rats would scrape on your car.
Why would you go there?
Because you could smoke coke there, and the cops wouldn't fuck with you. Even the cops were scared of going to Edgewater.
Okay.
There was a movie theater there. I saw, like, Splash there, and I saw a lot of fucking good movies there. I saw Ghostbusters there. A lot of little fucking great movies I saw at that movie theater. It was like a two-movie theater.
Yeah,
like,
I love those,
two
yeah.
movie theater. But the boat was called the Binghamton. The Binghamton, mm-hmm. And you went there to eat. The food was like cafeteria food. But, you know, you were on the boat.
Yeah,
that was the whole mystique. The boat didn't fucking go nowhere. You were just on a boat. So we're back there, and next thing you know, we're swapping spit. We got a bottle of wine. I'm chopping up the fucking coke. We start swapping spit, and she just broke down. She goes, I've been in love with you for 2 years. When you don't call me, it drives me crazy. I would just stop talking to her. Fuck it. I ain't talking to you no more, bitch. Bam. And I just, but that last I didn't stop talking was all fucking, that was Hitler-type manipulation I was putting on that bitch. You know, I was just torturing her because I knew I had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I had nothing to lose. I hadn't gotten nothing from her. I didn't know if I was going to. And at that time, I wasn't looking for her for love. I was looking for her more to save me. I was looking for a girl to fucking save me. I didn't have a mother. I was on. I was half a fucking criminal. I was confused. I was looking for a girl to go, you know what? I'm going to get an apartment, move in with me, drive me to work.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. I was trying to play like a butler to some fucking rich chick or something stupid like that. That's the mind fuck I had in my mind. So that Thursday night, we go to this fucking, behind this boat, and we're swapping spit and we're doing blow, and I took her panties off right there and I ate her pussy, but I put a coke rock in her pussy right there, dog.
Jesus.
Opening fucking day, no drama, Lee, no nothing. I rubbed a little pussy, a coke on her clit. She didn't know what was going on. I remember I was eating and she was banging the top of the fucking hood because her head was stacking out of the glass. I had her legs up. I was eating her in the front seat like a soldier.
I have this image of you thinking it's like you're like the scene, the club scene in Goodfellas, and you're just in there screaming "fra, fra," and like they're pissed off at you, but they can't.
I'm telling you, I would yell "fra, fra," and they would lose their mind. Like, you gotta have some class. You can't be a spick all your life. You gotta have some fucking class.
I can't believe you went to some place to get Fra Diavola for a date, because that, for people who don't know, that shit is spicy.
I'm telling you, dog. I used to fucking kill it back then.
Jesus.
So I ate a little monkey on Thursday, and I left it there, went back to the bar, and greeted everybody like nothing happened, but she knew.
Then okay.
Friday night, we went to another pub. We went out, and I forget where we went that night. We went back to a house. Me, Stinky. My buddy Stinky, because he used to date her friend Tasia. Tasia Romano, big fat piano from the time.
How romantic, you, her, and Stinky.
So we went over there. Nothing happened. And that Saturday,
yeah,
we went to a party at my man Steve Avillo's house, who's called the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
And there was a fight. And one of the fights, I was selling coke, and I had cut it so much that it wasn't even coke no more. Right? And I was selling it to these fucking dummies from downtown. And I remember the one kid's name, Mike, came up to me. He's like, "Coco, this coke ain't coke. I want my money back." I just gave him his fucking money back because I don't want to deal with this jerk off. And the girl was there, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Roger, whose brother I went to eat with Thursday night at the Palm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
His
yeah,
little
yeah.
brother Timmy, because it's Timmy and Roger. Timmy was the getaway driver in the Michael's jewelry heist. fucking Roger and me got into a misunderstanding.
Okay.
One of my best friends in life got into a fucking argument about something, and he pushed me, I pushed him, and one of the times he went to push me, I grabbed the fence, and my hand went through the fence. Like, I just had a little poke in my hand. I didn't faint or nothing, because my girl was there, Lisa. I had no option but to not faint. And this is what I tell you, Lee. We left, her and I left in her car, went back to her house. We were watching TV. We started swapping spit. I think I ate a pussy, and we started talking about having sex, and she said she couldn't have it until she got married. Bop, 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 bop. And I was like fucking depressed, you know, because in my mind I was gonna fuck this girl. Yeah. I just knew it. It was gonna take time. And we got into an argument. I said, "You know what? I don't need this shit." And I walked out of house. And she lived on 69th Street.
Okay.
And I was living on 85th Street then. And a couple of avenues, no, it just wasn't a straight shot. And I walked the avenues. It's like an hour walk. And when I get to my house, when I made the turn, I was living with the Ronnies. When I made the turn onto the block, a car was parked right there. She was waiting for me.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Let's do it." And I got in the car. She drove me to her house. We had sex for a minute and a half, whatever the fuck it took me to come. That was it. We didn't sleep, so we slept a few hours. I got up. I got lunchtime, went home. I talked to her maybe 4 days later, and we argued about something, and then we went back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
But I knew right there that it was really weird. It was like a... We were like in limbo, and then I robbed the jewelry store, so I had to leave.
Do you regret it? Do you regret sleeping with her?
Well, here's the deal. She never copped to it to nobody. Like, I never told nobody growing up. We were all in this circle, and I never wanted to tell anybody. But she never really copped to it. She really never copped to it. Like, and then years later, like a year later, she started dating a good, dear friend of mine. And she was telling people, "I can't believe he took my virginity." So it kind of hurt me for a long time. I didn't know what the deal was. She wasn't proud of what happened or whatever. It was the way. And then I seen her one day buying coke at my friend's house. In 84, I was living with him, and he came over, and we said hello to each other. And then I got accused of robbing a house. You want to hear this?
Sure.
You do some jumping jacks. Yeah. I got accused of robbing a house that was a friend of hers, and I called her to do a plane ticket for me. Me and Glenn Conti, Stinky, were going to go to fucking some Hawaii or something. I called her up, and she put me on hold, and then she got back on the phone. She goes, "Listen, I prefer not to ever talking to you again. If you don't mind, don't call this number again." And that was it. That was the end of it.
That's crazy.
But I remember the pain I went through those 2 years. I was in love with her, man. I was in fucking love with her. And that's why I say to you, look at today. It doesn't fucking matter. She won't talk to me. Not that I give a fuck. I don't really want to talk to her. One girl came over to me about 3 years ago. Another really good friend that I went to grammar school with and shit.
Yeah.
And she came over to me, took me aside one night. She goes, "You know, when I was in Florida, I talked to Lisa." She goes, she told me you guys hooked up. But I didn't know for sure what she meant by that, and I left it at that. But it's really weird that till today she can never admit that we did what we did.
Yeah.
You know, she never talked to her first.
That's crazy. That's a weird thing. But those relationships are weird. I have an ex like that who we don't talk for months. And It's always fights, and it's people you have the most in common with, I think.
Well, I didn't have nothing in common with him. I mean,
you don't think so?
It was fucking 30 years ago. Who the fuck knew, you know? I didn't even, you know what my interests were then? Stealing and doing fucking drugs. I mean, you know, unless she's Bonnie and fucking Clyde, what interest does she have? You know what I'm saying? I mean, those are my fucking interests right there. Hit it, Lee. Let me get some music for you, cocksucker. It's Wednesday morning. Get the fuck up, you eat some oatmeal. Do a few jumping jacks, push-ups, crunches, whatever the fuck it takes. Get your blood going. Think about what you got to do. Write your goals for the fuck. Well, Lee, where's the music?
I was waiting for you first
talking. You got me fucking talking.
You're talking so much, I can't do it.
Hit me. Oh, it's that Wednesday, a little Biggie Smalls. The anthem. Respect, motherfuckers. Lee, you gonna leave me here smoking by myself?
I just smoked so much.
It's Wednesday, Lee. I don't want you. Are you going back to sleep? Or are you going out and doing jumping jacks? What are you doing?
I gotta go. I haven't slept yet. I haven't slept yet.
What do you mean you haven't slept yet? You slept all day yesterday.
No, I didn't.
What?
All day yesterday.
What, Lee? Let me see you do a jumping jack, man. Come on, baby. It's Wednesday. 19-7.
Can't use that excuse every day. It's Tuesday. It's Thursday. It's Toyota song.
Hit it, Lee. You bad motherfucker. I wish I could hurry up so I could get fucked. My hit it, Lee. Let me see you do a wiggle real quick, too.
Wait. Let me change the camera first.
Wednesday, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
It's fucking craziness. It's Wednesday. It's a beautiful day to be alive. I gotta go for my weekly shot today. I gotta meet my
uncle. You're still doing that?
Fuck yeah. I gotta go for, I went for acupuncture yesterday. She killed me. You know, I get carried away sometimes. I went to fucking, so I got a new schedule. When I'm in town, I go to kickboxing or jiu-jitsu. And when I'm out of town, I get on the epileptical when I'm at the hotels, because every hotel has one of those epileptical machines. So that's my new workout. Whatever else they gotta do, the bike, I do sit-ups, I do push-ups, a couple jumping jacks. So I go to this place Monday night, to Muay Thai America. I go to, down there. I took my aspirin before I went. I don't take those pre-workout things. They make my heart beat too much. And I already got an edible in me. Who needs a fucking energy pill when I got a sativa chibo chew in my fucking lung capacity? So I go to this thing, and I'm having a great time. I jumped. I did two rounds of jumping rope, which I always mix it up because of my leg. So I do like one 3 minutes of jumping rope, and then I hit the short bag for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Then I do whatever he teaches us. Then we do 3 rounds of mitts, 3 rounds of tie pads. Then we do 3 rounds of sparring. Oh, no. I went fucking nuts that night. I did 2 rounds of fucking jump rope. I did an extra fucking round of sit-ups. And then I ended up staying to spar longer. Like, after everybody left, me and this girl and this one guy were doing round robins. And we just kept fucking around.
Jesus. You know?
So I left there at 9:40, feeling good about myself. Yeah. I woke up at 3 in the morning to take a piss that night.
And you skipped one of the things you did.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I was out of my back hurt. My knee was stiff. So I got up yesterday. My knee was really stiff to the point where I couldn't even write on the computer with my leg like that. I had to stretch it out. I had to sit sideways like something was wrong with my fucking back.
Yeah.
So it was perfect because I had to go to Dr. Amy yesterday anyway. So I had to put some fucking needles in there. She lasered that motherfucker.
Jesus.
I got home yesterday. I put some ice on it. I drank a ton of water. And I was going to go kickbox. I was going to do a couple things last night. I went to bed at 9:30 like a soldier.
9:30.
My first pencil was at 3 o'clock. I woke up to look around to see what was crack-a-lacking. I went back to bed. I got up at 4:19 on the dot.
You like go through like a whole lifespan in the day. Like you wake up, you're 18. And by the time you go to bed, you're like 78. Go to bed at 9:30 at night.
What else am I going to do? You want me to go out and look for fucking trouble? For 50 years, I went out and looked for fucking trouble. Nothing good came from it.
That's what you do for me. Every time I come here, you come here when I'm like...
You're 24 fucking years old.
Yeah, but I just got home from work. I can't watch an hour of SportsCenter. You go to bed at 9:30?
Bro, I would be at a diner eating fucking a fruit bowl with a broad before I'd be watching SportsCenter.
Fruit
bowl.
You're
not smoking dope. You're sitting there like a vampy. I get home from, I gave you a bag of dope this fucking big. Did I not?
You give me 4 joints, I don't want to smoke because it, I would bet $1 million you never went to a diner in Jersey and got a fruit bowl.
No, when I lived in Jersey. I didn't say that. I didn't fucking say that. We're not in Jersey.
Yes, you did.
No. You live in California. They got fruit bowls. In Jersey, you ask for a fruit bowl from a Greek, they'll break it over your fucking head. Fruit bowl. You didn't come in here for a cheeseburger deluxe, you go fuck your mother. You understand me? You know what cheeseburger deluxe is?
Is it the sauce and the lettuce and pickles and tomatoes?
Yeah. It's a fucking cheeseburger made by a Greek. Who hasn't cut his fingernails in like 18 fucking years. So he's got the seasoning right in his fucking fingers. You know what I'm saying? And he puts that burger together. And nice toasted bun. Everything is perfect. But that's not what makes the cheeseburger motherfucking deluxe from the East Coast.
It's not the cheeseburger.
No, it's not the cheese. Or the fucking... First off, they don't put the burger. They only give you the burger on the bottom. They give you the bun on the bottom with a burger on top of that.
Yeah.
With the cheese. And then on the side of that is the bun. They leave it to you. And then on the side, they put three fresh tomatoes, red like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Not these. You go to tomatoes, not
Montana tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah, these are fucking radioactive red motherfuckers. This reef is tremendous.
I can tell.
This is better than one a day fucking vitamins. Fuck one a day. Smoke some of this shit from NoHo Organic. So then they give you a half a fuck. They give you a whole thin sliced raw onion.
Yeah.
With three fucking tomatoes with lettuce and a bun.
Yep.
It's your choice what you want to put on there. You got mustard, spicy mustard, and German mustard on the table. Plus you got your fucking ketchup.
Nice.
Then next to it, they put steak fries.
The best.
With mozzarella cheese on these motherfuckers.
They don't put cheese on them.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what I'm trying to... That, if you came to me and said, Joey, fuck the juicer. I went to the Greeks last night and he had cheeseburger. I said, give me a hug. Because if you understand me the worth, what I'm talking about, value here. If you're going to go, sink the ship. Don't waste your fucking tears on Burger King or McDonald's.
Yeah.
If you're going to go, go. If you're going to walk on ice, you might as well fucking dance. Wait a minute. When I go to the East Coast, I'm counting points and I'm fucking, fuck you. I'm eating like a savage.
That's hilarious. We got a call coming.
Who's this?
It's Vinny Curto.
Vinny who?
Curto.
What's up, beautiful?
Cubano.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
How are you? You sound fucking great. I thought you... I fell asleep last night, so I didn't know if you called back or not. I was fucking tired, Vinny.
I blame you and me both.
Vinny, let me tell you something. The reason why I wanted you to call real quick today, you've done Beauty and the Beast. You did the live podcast. You called into this one before. You've put together quite a fan base on the show and through Death Squad. They felt your fucking pain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's really my honor. It's my honor to be a guest on your show.
No. Fuck the honor. You have put so much entertainment into the people that listen to the podcast. Everything we do, these people fucking... You've killed them with the podcast, with your honesty and your stories. You never looked for nothing. The other day, I went across your... You called me about 2 weeks ago and told me about your Kickstarter page. And you know what,
yeah.
Vinny, bro? I'm like you. I fucking forget shit, bro. And I'm sorry. You know, sometimes your mind is wandering. And all of a sudden, somebody from the podcast emailed it to me and said, hey, get Vinny on to talk about this. And I go, you're fucking right. So I called you. Talk about this Kickstarter program you got, brother.
It's to raise money. They're doing a documentary on my life. And they're raising money for the finishing touch, for the sound, the mix, and all that other stuff. They don't have enough money. So we're going out to Kickstarter to see if people can make some donations. If they think the cause is good enough to get finished, so we can finish the project.
And this documentary, what does it talk about? What you've told us on the podcast and the live podcast?
Most of the stuff I told you on the podcast. You know, and the stuff about my life. The stuff about my life. And we're getting some heat on it. And we get some people, people inquiring, some film people inquiring also, but all they were doing was just inquiring. So I just keep pushing to get this documentary done.
I watched the video that you put on the Kickstarter page, and it's funny that one of the biggest fucking topics, Vinny, I come on here and I talk about robbing people and fist fight when I was a kid and growing up in Jersey.
Yeah.
And the topic that twists fucking people around is when I talk about fear. You know, when you're out there and you're a thief, sometimes you're not scared, but with little things you get scared of. If it's to meet a girl or if it's to do something good for yourself, you don't want to move forward, And one of the things that you caught me when I watched the fucking video 10 times, Vinny, by the way, which when you talk about fear and getting molested by your father and how you fought the fuck back, I mean, it was powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's going to help a lot of kids. You know what I mean? There are a lot of kids out there that have some of the same problem, but nobody speaks up. Nobody says nothing. You know, so I'm a voice for them. And believe me, they happen to hear somebody like me speaking out. Believe me, I know I'm one of those kids.
Now let me ask you this, Vinny. How old were you when you went at your father?
When I went at him?
Yeah, when you told him no more.
I finally stopped when I was like, I think 18, 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's powerful, Vinny. I never heard nobody tell a story like that before. Yeah. I heard people say, you know, they got molested and moved on with their life. But you actually accused him and confronted him, which is fucking, and he was your father, so.
I did. My dad to me was God. My dad to me was everything. And I blocked out all the bad. You know, I blocked out all the bad, and all I looked at him as good. But finally, I couldn't take him no more. He made a fight the world champion, and he was in one of his rage, one of his moods, and he tried to corner me and everything. And I went to a room in a hotel, and I was praying that he wouldn't bother me. And finally, I looked up to God, and I said, I just got to stop. I turned around, opened the door, I picked him up off the floor, threw him in a chair, and I said, if you ever bother me again, I'll kill you. Asshole. I stuck my finger in his face, because that was my name. My name was the kid. He used to call me asshole. He called me Vinny. I wouldn't answer him. It's funny, but it's also very painful inside for me.
Well, that's, you know, brother, you have to turn it to funny so it's not that painful. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why we become comedians. What's going on with you beside the Kickstarter thing? I know you always got shit cooking, CBS, NBC, fucking movies well, and
got,
fucking
I got,
Martians.
I got a TV series. I got a TV series that, you know, I believe Showtime is interested. I don't want to quote myself wrong, but my partner, I think, is Showtime interested in a series called Curto. You know, and it's very interesting. It's about my life. It's about all my escapades, all the famous people that I knew, and everything else, from Frank Sinatra to Sylvester Stallone to you name it. And all my climbing to the title 3 times, fighting for the world title 3 times, just the people I've met, where I've been, and all my wives and my children, and it's a very interesting story.
You're a bad motherfucker.
If I do say so myself.
What do you got going on today, Mr. Curto? What are you doing today? What do you got going on today? What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna go?
Well, you know, I was looking forward to making sure I said this on your podcast, because the people were so nice to me the last time we spoke. I had a good response, and I wanted to make sure that they knew what was going on and maybe they could follow me, and we can be one big happy family, you know what I mean?
Listen, like I told you, you know, a lot of people listen to this podcast. If we each donate a fucking dollar, which we all have a dollar. I don't ask you motherfuckers for dick. I sit here, I rub my feet, I whack off on camera, I show you pictures. I take it to New York, we got Vinny fucking Curto. I need a dollar. A dollar from you each to fucking Kickstarter. We're going to put this picture together for this fucking guy. This guy's a savage. He's given us countless hours.
Curto on Kickstarter. Whatever you can donate would be very, very well appreciated and help us get the documentary done, which will in turn help a lot of kids all over the world.
So what happened between you and Andrew Dice Clay? How come people keep telling me to ask you what happened between you and Dice Clay?
Well, Dice, I always helped Dice. You know, Dice was a real nasty comic, and he would say some horrific, horrific things to young ladies in the audience, and their boyfriends wouldn't like it too much. They'd be waiting for him after the show, Dice used to always say, "Hey, Tree, call Vinny," because he knew he was going to get somebody going to probably hit him or hurt him or something to him. And finally, I stood in front of guns at San Kennison with him. You know, I protect the guy here. I asked one beastly favor, and he made a fool out of me. You know, I actually introduced me to this producer, and he had a guy pose as this producer. And I knew the guy who he had posed as the producer, thinking I'm an idiot. But he was doing that film, he was doing Fort Saline. You know, I wanted to meet the producer, and he had some guy pose as the producer. I was real mad, so he came to the comic store. And he goes, "Hey, Turtle, what's going on?" I said, "Not for you. Stay away from me. I helped you all the time. I stood in front of guns with certain people for you. I said, then you should do some phony to me." I said, "Ellie, just what do you want? Some liquid cash? I didn't get paid liquid cash on my tour." I said, "What'd they pay you? A brick here. Here's another brick." Boom! I smacked him right in the mouth. When he went flying, right? Everybody rushes. We all fall on the ground, right? And I started when he was on top. So he went and grabbed both my hand. I jumped up and I kicked him in the ass. He chased him down the street. And the bad boy of comedy was like a little girl. He ran down the street speaking like a little girl.
The fucking Vinnie Curto. I didn't know. Dice, people keep emailing. People keep emailing me saying, "Ask Vinnie what happened with Dice. Ask Vinnie what happened with Dice." I thought it was a nice story. I didn't know you kicked his fucking ass.
I don't mean to sound rough here, but I got bitch slapped all the way up the street. He was like, the bad boy comedy is really a little bitch. Excuse my language.
That's a fucking Vinnie Curto.
He was running down the street, he was running down Central Boy. I kicked him in the ass all the way together. The last thing I know, I kicked him because I couldn't catch him. I kicked him in the ass. He was flying.
You're a crazy fuck. So what are you going to do today? Are you going to train the boys today, the girls? What do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm
going to
train all the kids. You know, I got all the kids from the neighborhood. They come from all over. And I told you, one of my greatest thrills when I get a parent, I get them like every other week. And they come, how much you charge? Oh, that's the problem. And they look at me. I put a big zero on my finger. And they look at me, how much is that? Because they're so shocked that I don't charge anything. Anyway, nothing. I just make sure the kid shows up.
And where's the gym? And where's the gym at?
My gym is on, what's the street, Bob, here? Wheeler and Hubbard.
So if you listen to this and you're a kid and you're lost, go up there and see Vinny. He'll fucking straighten you out. He'll teach you how to throw some jabs.
My gym is open to everybody. I take everybody. I don't turn nobody away.
So if you're getting bullied, whatever the fuck is going on in your life, you're getting bullied, some kid's taking your fucking lunchbox, go see Vinny. Within a month, you'll learn how to fucking walk with your lunchbox open and your dick out. I love you, cocksucker. I'll see you next week, all right? Let's do coffee.
I love you.
Thank you. Vinny, Kickstarter.
Okay, baby.
All right, brother. If you each give a dollar a fucking piece, you can help this kid out.
It's called Curto. I'm on the page now. There's a picture of him and Stallone.
Yeah.
Right as you open it. It's like a fucking movie poster.
No, this is guys, a dollar. I don't know what I'm going to give. When I go home, I'm going to give him 100, whatever the fuck he wants. This is a dollar. How many fucking jokes and nights did he on the fucking podcast with Felicia? He made us sit there. I thought he was going to whip out a gun and shoot us both. You have no idea what he's given us over the fucking... He's opened our eyes to a lot of shit. And listen, all we got to do is fucking... what he's got... That's what he's got on one side of his brain. We don't even know what's on the other side. So do me a favor. A dollar a piece from all of you. I don't ask you motherfuckers for nothing. Nothing. You know why? Because I love you. Lee, kick it. Let me tell you something. At the beginning, I told you about Hulu. Here it is. Use Hulu Plus and on connected TVs, game console, Blu-ray players, Roku, Apple TV, PC, or watch from anywhere on your smartphone or tablet. Tell them, Lee. Break it down because you're the tech guy.
Well, I've been saying this before today. I love Hulu Plus is my favorite. So...
This is why they fucking called you, because you said it one time and they contacted
you.
Yeah, and it took a fucking month to get us back to talk to them.
So, when you said devices, listen to what they have. The Wii U, Apple TV, the Xbox, PlayStation, Roku, Wii, all the iPhones, iPads. You can do it on your Android, the Windows 8, the Kindle, the Nintendo...
A Kindle,
Nintendo 3DS... you can do it on, if you have Samsung, Vizio, Sony, LG TVs, you can do it on there. If it's internet connected, it's fucking awesome. So, you like watching TV.
Absolutely. Right? Now I could go on there and watch anything you said.
Almost. They have like 300 pages. If you go to their Hulu Plus's website, go through joeydiaz.net, the banner. They have pages and pages of TV shows, movies. They have like over 100 episodes of Law & Order SVU. They have SpongeBob SquarePants for your daughter. They have like over 150 episodes of Family Guy you can watch. And you can watch it anywhere. It's not like it's... Because for me, a nerdy guy...
Why signed up? I'm done. I'm taking this shit with me. I'm done. I want to see what it's about.
But for a nerdy guy...
They got regular Law & Order?
I don't know about that. I know they have Law & Order SVU. I'll have to check for regular Law & Order.
And what about movies?
They have Miramax. They have a specific collection. I'll look it up, the names of it. But the quality is great. It's all HD. It's not like when we used to stream TV stolen from China that you could barely see. It's so pixelated. It's so fucking awesome. I'll look at the movies right now, but I had it months ago, so it's I think
no,
it's amazing.
My sister, I told her, she said she had it already. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to have cable, right?
No, it's
right.
You
that's
know
what she was saying.
All you have to have is internet. All you have to have is internet connection.
And you save on that. So if you go to this Hulu Plus, what do you type in the box?
Just Joey, I believe, and it's lowercase, not uppercase. Make
so
sure
just
you do
Joey, you believe, or Joey for sure.
Just Joey.
Just Joey in the case.
Yep, it's
Joey uppercase.
Lowercase.
Lowercase. You get me confused. Upside bridge, down the bridge. I'm like on the George Washington Bridge. Where's the cops, cocksucker?
Yep. And if you go to HuluPlus.com/Joey, you can do it there.
All right. See, you took care of the fucking people. Don't forget, go there, press in Joey. Get your what do you get for free?
You get an extended free
trial. I don't show up with nothing. I show up with look some music. Hit it. Where's the reefer?
You have all of it.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
What Lee?
What?
What is this shit?
This is the music you wanted.
Oh Jesus Christ, Lee! You're starting from the. That's the end of the show. This is the other one. The fuck.
What?
That's the. Is the are we ending
I,
the show?
I asked you. You didn't say that you wanted one, to end
yeah.
it on that one.
That's right. It's called the end. Why the fuck?
How am I supposed to know?
No more reefer. Edibles only for
it's
you.
Called the end. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. Little Donna Summer. We had this for Lee. This is out of respect for Lee. You whack off to this, Lee, yeah?
No.
A little feather in your ass.
I whack off to porn. I don't put it on a song.
What porn do you put on?
What kind of porn?
You go to YouPorn like the rest of these wackadoos.
I like RedTube. It's better quality.
RedTube is better quality.
Yeah.
Hit it, Lee.
I can't do it if it's not good quality. I usually like your dancing. This one's kind of freaking me out. You're doing it real slow.
Can you believe I gotta put up with this shit? You're doing it real slow. What the fuck? What if a chick massages your asshole with a tongue? And real slow, like... What would you do? Would you say, you're doing it real slow?
No. It wouldn't get that far.
You're such a little fucking...
You would let a girl lick your asshole?
Please. And blow bubbles in it with a fucking straw. I don't give a fuck. I want a girl to fill her mouth with club soda and put the fucking straw on my asshole and blow in there. I don't give a fuck. That's where the party starts. Hit it, Lee. Oh, shit.
That's so gross.
It's Wednesday, motherfuckers. This is what it's all about. You got to party. You got to get down. I already had my oatmeal this morning. Had a protein shake. That's why I cut that fart when I first got it. It was stuck in the long fucking tube. What, Lee? What?
I can't even... For me to let a girl do that.
Can you believe this?
There'd have to be like a trap door that I would never have to look at her again. The farther you just laid, and you're going to let a girl lick your asshole. There's no way your asshole has been clean since the day you were born.
Listen, this morning I took the scrub-a-dub-dub and I put the coconut stuff and I fucking did everything. I cleaned around. Once I took that mirror and looked at my asshole
You didn't take a mirror and look at your asshole.
Yes, I did it about 3 years ago just to see what it looked like back there. It was disgusting. So I knew that I seen like particles that floated to the back. So you get that loofah.
Yeah.
You get the little loofah and you clean out around the rim of your fucking butt.
It's still there. That fart.
That fart was clean.
No, it wasn't.
Now, the other day, let me tell you what did happen. Because I eat Onnit products every day, whether it's the strong bone for my knees and my shoulders. I either go with the fucking the head protein powder like I did this morning. Yeah. Sometimes I don't get gas. Sometimes it does give me gas. The other day, I had some hemp force fucking. I tell you what, these protein bars, I love them to death. I left like 10 of them here. I got like 2,000 of them at the house. I eat one every day, 10 grams of protein. When I'm walking the baby around town, this is what I take with me. I don't have time, but let me tell you something. The other day I farted in kickboxing class on the way in. When I left an hour and a half later, I could still smell the fucking fart, and I kept blaming it on my gloves. You know how your gloves get sweaty inside? They smell like a fucking dead body? That's how it smelt in the air. It was one of those plunging farts, and it was stuck in my training shorts like it had burned a hole. And I wear underwear with the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And even when I got home, I smelt my underwear where I farted through, and it was like a coffee stain. You could fucking smell it. I love all that nasty shit. It's Wednesday, cocksuckers. Get up, Vinny Curto. It's funny because one of the only movies that I really understood fear about, like when I used to steal and shit like this. This is what I was thinking about. Because somebody made a YouTube video about fear, and it's pretty amazing what they did with it. It's like a motivational type thing. And I didn't say it as a motivational. I was just going on a stupid rant about what I lived through. And my bro, I am so scared of everything.
Like what?
Like you always going on stage, but little things. Like in the mornings when I'm writing, I have this fear that I'm just not. Like I don't. Oh my God, I have so many fucking fears lately that it's just, and it's starting to come back. They don't give me anxiety.
What do they do?
They just make me freeze for about 10 minutes and think about what my next move is, about my day. You know, I've always had little fears, but not like this again lately.
You freeze? Like to me, like it seems like you're always like, well, grab your balls, just go forward.
Well, here's the fucking deal. Before, what makes us scared is thinking about the situation.
Yeah.
That's what overpowers us. You add some reefer to that fucking power, that adds to the fear.
Yeah, of course.
That's what'll push you right into a fucking anxiety attack. That's why your father ate the whole cookie.
Because Jesus.
It enhances the fear that you have. So I smoke every day, and in a way, it's put so much fear in me that once I just go, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
It's done. Like the fear is gone. So the weed has helped me medicate the fear. At the same time, it fuels it.
Yeah.
And again, one of the only directors that's ever showed me fear and hit it on the head. And you ask him, how did you know about this? Or the person who spoke to you about this was before Al Pacino shoots Sollozzo in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the greatest scenes of all time. Not because he shoots a guy at a pizza place, whatever you get turned down by, but because he thought about it. If you're scared about anything, put on that fucking scene.
What should I put in? Do you want to play it?
Sure, play it. It's the Sollozzo scene. Just play Michael Corleone kills Sollozzo.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful scene because he knows he's got to kill him. All right, you're going to kill somebody, people. You sit at a table, you order your fucking dinner. Sorry, I didn't spray my Flonase this morning. When you get up, the cop that you're eating dinner with searches you. You go to the bathroom, you put your hand behind a stall, and there's a piece.
Yeah.
You pull the fucking piece out, you put it in your hand because the guy told you, come out with your fucking gun in your hand blasted. I mean, it's a beautiful fucking movie. And he comes out, but before he goes in, he combs his hair a little bit. And he thinks, he hears the trains coming. That train, the noises that the train's screeching, that's the fear that you hear because you go deaf.
Oh,
before
yeah,
you do a badass fucking move in your life, when I was fucking burglarizing and taking motherfuckers down, I would go deaf for a minute and a half. I would fucking go deaf, deafly, until I was in the car or if I was running. I would go deaf until I realized I caught my fucking senses. Play it. Did you find it?
Yeah, I got it. So they're sitting around the table. Should I skip forward?
Let's see what he says.
They're pouring wine.
Skip forward. Fuck this.
Is that it?
Tu, hai sapere che quello che è successo tra me e tuo padre fu una cosa di business. E io hai un grosso rispetto per tuo padre.
He has gross respect for your father. It was about business.
Pensava antico. Keep going.
Because your father thinks in antique ways.
E lui lo può capire. E io sono un uomo di onore.
Tu madre.
Keep going forward.
You credo
right.
Che
what I want.
He's bad to the bone, this Al Pacino. The studio didn't even want Al Pacino. Studio didn't want fucking Marlon Brando.
No more attempts on my father's life.
What guarantees can I give you, Mike? I am the hunted one. I missed my chance. You think too much of me, kid. I'm not that clever. All I want is a truce.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Bam!
Is that all right?
That's another word for I'm going to go kill him, motherfucker.
They're checking him for a gun right now.
I've frisked him. He's clean.
Don't take too long.
Go right to the bathroom. Are you looking for the gun?
Yeah, he's leaving the stall right now.
But he's got the gun where? Does he comb his hair? Does he do all that shit?
Here we go. Yeah. So he's going to the stall, and it's one of the old-timey bathrooms right. Where they have like the string you pull down. It's in the top of the box right up there, and he can't find it. He reaches up, can't find it. Back to the table.
He's walking back to the table. How does he compose himself? Did you see the fear? This is why he's fucking a bad motherfucking actor.
He finally found the gun.
Listen to fear building now. You think about your life. You think about what you're fucking about to do. He looks in the mirror.
Yeah, he covers his head. He like composes his hair.
There you go, people. You hear the train? That's fear. That's natural fucking fear. Unfucking believable.
Miguel, tu me capisci, no? Sei italiano come tuo padre.
Right now, he's just looking at the guy going, he can't even hear.
Yeah, he's not looking at him.
He's not even looking at him. He's just fucking thinking about, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
Mettiamo tutto a posto. Steve Saria.
You hear that train again, motherfuckers? That's a director. So take your Hangover 3s and all your fucking kiddie movies and go fuck yourself. This is a real fucking movie. There you go.
Right in the head.
There you go. When he's choking on the spaghetti, the old guy, ain't he?
Yep. Shut him in the throat and then the head. And the old guy does this like a weird face.
There you go, dog. That's what you do with fear. That's your fear today. Wednesday, May 22nd. What are you going to do? You're going to lay there like a fucking mutt? You don't have... Fuck it! Get up. Take that fucking piece in your hand.
Weed in the Godfather sets Joey off.
Huh?
Sets you off.
Oh, that part right there is the whole fucking... That's what the whole movie's about. It's about somebody stepping up in your life. That's it.
Yeah.
He had no choice. There was no thinking. Somebody went after his father. He had to get up. He did that in a matter of 2 days. There was no planning. There was no fucking sitting there and going to the drawing board. I mean, it's a beautiful scene that he's sitting around with everybody before that. It's a great scene. And he tells them this. And they all laugh in his face. His brothers, everybody laughs in his face. He goes, why can't I do it? Shoot a police captain. And all of them start laughing in his fucking face. Like, ha 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 ha, you old fucking whatever. What do you think? It's like the army, you can shoot somebody from 1,000 miles away. You got to step up to them and shoot them in the head all over that fancy Ivy League suit or whatever the fuck Sonny says to him. That's an amazing, everybody laughs in his fucking face. Guys, this is a movie. My point is, it's the same thing in fucking society. You have an idea, people laugh in your fucking face. Yeah. Now you got to fucking get up and kick them in the fucking cunt, in the words of Doug Stanhope. You're not going to fucking sit there and take this abuse from fucking people. We didn't even do shout-outs, Lee.
We didn't do shout-outs.
We didn't do dick today, Lee. Where the fuck you been all day? I got to give a shout-out to my main man, Constantine Rain, a.k.a. the fucking Grim Reaper. We got my man, Lauren Rosenker, Mitch Martin, Ben Loki TV, Joey Rooklyn, I love you to death, James Smearton, Kevin Newcomb, Daniel Hennessy, Allie Grace, Jefferson Humbaugh. Go fuck yourself, cocksucker. How you like them fucking apples?
Can I do one?
One what?
For a shout-out for one of our buddies.
Yeah.
Agostino was on TV last night.
I know, and I fucking was home and I fell asleep. Agostino's daughter bot.
And speaking of that, the TV's show's on Hulu.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name of the show?
He didn't post that. It's a comedy. It's Nouveau, N-U-V-O. It's Stand Up Nouveau. There it is. S-T-A-N-D-U-P, Nouveau.
You know, I like D'Agostino as well, but he was good because, I'll tell you what, he had the party last night down the block from the house.
Yeah, he invited me.
At the Greek place, whatever. you know what? Like, he called me like at 6 and he goes, it starts at 10:30. Listen, at 10:30, I knew I was going to be on my 50th dream. Like I said, I like to go to bed early before I do the show so I come in here fresh and be crazy and jump up and fucking down. What, Lee? What? Yeah. What? What is it, cocksucker?
Oh, nothing. I'm looking at you.
So what are your plans? What are you and the girl doing this weekend? Break my fucking heart again. Tell the people at home what plans you made with Ashley. What are you going to do? You're going to have a barbecue. All these fucking half of homos are going to come over here.
I can't tell you
nothing.
You're going
to play fucking Friends over here.
Yes.
Nobody's getting nothing. Just tell her, listen, come over to my house alone and bring a bikini and hang up on her. If not, now you got to turn the psychological on. You got nothing to lose. Now you're in the friend zone. You shouldn't be alone.
I've been in the friend zone.
You shouldn't stay alone.
I'm just, I've come to terms with it. Like, yeah, she's great, and if she wanted to, yeah. But, I mean, it's weird. I was thinking about it the other night because we talked about it for fucking 20 minutes, which I love. But, it's...
That's what an asshole has to do, like that.
You know I don't want to go to the asshole.
If you're licking her clit real good and you bite into it, you hear the asshole go... Just
you
like
don't
that.
Bite into it, dude.
Not bite into it with your teeth, but with your lips. You gum it like you're 80 years. And you just bite that fucking noodle. And you hear, just like that. You got to get it together, Lee. What am I going to do with you?
What, I'm friends.
Oh, here we go. Did you just hear that, people?
We're
friends.
I have other girls I'm not friends with, you piece
like
of
who?
Shit.
Like who?
Like mind your business, who? I can't tell your names. Because every name I tell you, you give them shout-outs every week.
Well, I'm trying to get you fucking some fucking monkey here. You're sitting there beating off. You don't even whack off when she sleeps over. You don't smell the blanket or nothing. She puts it between her legs. I've seen her sleep.
I know I'm not going to smell someone's blanket.
This fucking guy. What am I going to do? What are you going to do this for? What are you going to do? Are you going to go to Santa Barbara and drink wine?
No, we're hanging out here.
What are you going to do? You're going to watch Hulu Plus?
Yeah, of course we are.
And drink Omnit products. Have you given her an Alpha Brain?
No.
You give her an Alpha Brain.
People those are for me. I like those.
But you got chicks get horny. Give them Alpha.
No, they don't get horny off Alpha Brain.
Open it up and put it in her fucking soup and see what happens.
Jesus
Don't
Christ.
You make clam chowder for
you
her.
And soup, man.
But I'm telling you, Hannibal
Lecter
use
soup. I've never having
soup
anywhere near
what?
You.
No, Hannibal Lecter use soup. You got to use soup.
I've never seen that movie. I hate scary movies.
So let's back this up. Because I'll hit you with this table and the camera. I'll turn the camera off and kill you. So you've never seen Silence of the Lambs.
Fuck no.
See, this is the problem I have, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to end this podcast on that. If Lee's not here on Monday, listen, I don't know what happened to him. I take no responsibility.
Look at this. This is a face that wants
that
to
book.
See happy movies.
I read that book.
Yeah, what?
I made a mistake and read the book and fell in love with the book by mistake.
And how do you fall in love with that book?
Because it's fucking amazing. And when somebody, I think I read it when I was locked up, maybe. And it just, there was a couple books I read by mistake. The first book I read when I was locked up was Cujo. The second book
Jesus
I read.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the second book I read when I was locked up. Well, you never read Cujo either by
Fuck
Stephen
no.
King? Oh.
I saw It. It was funny, though.
You saw It?
Yeah, it was good. It was funny.
It who?
The movie It, Stephen King.
Oh, fuck yeah. So,
they all float
Cujo
down here.
And the second book I read, the third one was the story about Ross Perot.
Okay.
You know, I forget the name of that book, but like the third or fourth, I forget. I read Silence of the Lambs and I was blown the fuck away. Blown the fuck away.
You don't mind scary movies? I don't like that feeling.
It's not, that's not a scary movie. That's suspense. It's in between suspense and some chick getting stabbed in the lung when the boyfriend is swimming in the pond when he should be back by the fireplace tying her up, rubbing her feet with gasoline and giving her the high hard one on a fucking Saturday night.
Now, high hard one?
Yeah, he's over there fucking, he's in the fucking lake with his dumb buddies fishing or something like that and the poor girl's there by herself. No, that's stupid scary. That's a scary movie. Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal, Silence of the Lambs is suspenseful. They were first done by what's his name? What's the dude that did Miami Vice?
Let me look. I don't know.
Michael Mann first okay. did fucking that movie first. The dragon about whatever when the people Manhunter. It was Manhunter, and that's when they introduced Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
He did Manhunter. He did when he lived in Chicago. He did Thief, and he did something fucking else. He did Manhunter. Then they redid Manhunter.
The director?
Yeah, Michael Mann.
Okay.
What movie did he do? Mindhunter?
It's Jonathan Demme, right? That's the director.
Of what?
Silence of the Lambs.
Right, Jonathan Demme. I'm not talking...
What?
I'm talking about the other one. Now you confused me. What else was I still looking for? Jonathan Demme directed Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
But who was the director I said before that?
Michael Mann?
Michael Mann. What did he direct?
Let me look for him.
Mindhunter. Please help me, people on Twitter. Mind whatever. And that was the first time they introduced Hannibal Lecter. He was in jail already. 1984.
Okay, in 83 he did The Keep, Thief, Manhunter.
Manhunter.
All right.
Read Manhunter. Manhunter's with the guy from CSI Miami.
Okay.
That's the star of the movie. What's his name?
William Peterson.
William, who the fuck do you think your people think you're dealing with, cocksuckers? So who played Hannibal Lecter in there? That was the first time, I think, because there's a book, and I can't remember the book now, people, the one about the fucking...
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox, but I forget the who played the book. What was it based on, the book?
Let's see. It, Thomas Harris wrote it.
Right.
Let me find out what book it was based on.
So Thomas Harris wrote that, and then Thomas Harris wrote Silence of the Fucking Lambs, I think. I think. I'm almost positive, I think. This is all my prison years, so don't fucking quote me on this shit. You got that's your homework assignment this weekend.
He wrote Red Dragon?
Red Dragon. So Mindhunter is based on Red Dragon. After Red Dragon, what did he write?
Silence of the Lambs.
Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with, people? You want to read a fucking book? Read Red... What is it? Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
And then go right into Silence of the Lambs.
Did you read...
both of them.
This Hannibal Rising?
No, I didn't
Hannibal
read that.
Hannibal
I didn't read after that.
Black
just became
Sunday.
Bullshit. After that just became bullshit.
Oh, okay.
I like just read Red Dragon and then read fucking... Silence of the Lambs, and then, but you're watching Silence of the Lambs this weekend.
Fuck you, no.
When you watch fucking what's his name play it, and he based it off Daffy Duck. That's how good of an actor he fucking is. I'm just giving you knowledge if you want to fuck around. Whenever Silence of the Lambs is on, my wife always watches it. What's the girl's name in the movie?
Let me look.
That's a classic fucking movie, dog. I'm not, dog, I wouldn't, no, you got to watch it. There are a couple scenes in that.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. Okay, name the... What about... There's a guy that's in a bunch of shows. He plays the fucking villain. He's the guy they're tracking. Buffalo Bill.
Okay.
Okay? And he gets women. He gets chunky women, puts them in a hole, and starves them.
Jesus
Lee, you
gotta
watch
Christ.
This shit. And he starves, and then he kills them, then he uses their skin to make a skirt. So they're just hunting this guy. It's not a horror movie, Lee. It's not like people...
It sounds like it. They're eating his skin.
So you're catching this guy. Your heart's beating, not because you're getting fucked in the ass at the pool and getting stabbed in the throat at the same time.
Jesus.
Your heart's beating because they're looking for Bill. But Bill is a fucking transvestite, whatever. And there's a scene where he puts his dick between his legs and he puts a wig on and makeup.
Oh, yeah,
like he's got
that.
A pussy. Dog, that's your homework assignment. But when he throws the fucking oil into the fat chick's hole... And then, like, into the hole where he got the fat chicken, and his dog falls in there, and she says, I'll kill you. Bro, these are scenes that are brilliant. This is brilliant fucking filmmaking.
That's
brilliant
terrible.
Fucking filmmaking. So then you watch. And then Hannibal is with the chick I like, just regular Hannibal, because after that, Jodie Foster said, I'm not doing that one. That one was a little weird. I read that book, and it was a little Mensa month. So, you know how we do it. But that's it, dog. That's all I got fucking got for you today. You got to get it together.
I have it together. That sounds terrible.
No, you're watching Silence of the Lambs this weekend with Jodie Foster. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to thank me. You're going to go, Joey, I'll never watch the fucking finale of The Office again. Stupid.
That was a great finale.
Yeah, it was a great finale.
It did.
That's what the problem was with fucking America.
It wrapped everything
it
up
was
so
a great
nicely.
Finale. I know. Fucking great finale. Don't forget, May 28th, the release of Testicle Testament 5, the last one. Then we're putting all five of them together, taking the show on the road.
Oh, shit.
With the finale, Lee gets fired in the face.
No, I don't.
May 28th, we got the live 29th. Fucking podcast on the 29th with two tremendous fucking guests. I'm not even going to tell you. Wait till you get there. $10, 626-577, 1894. Like I told you as always, bro, my main people on it. I love them with all my heart. They're trying to save America one fat fuck at a time. Okay? Get the strong bone. If you don't believe, get the strong bone. Walk an extra mile a day, take the strong bone as directed, and get back to me after 30 days. Uncle Joey, don't fuck around. Go to on it and press what in the box?
Church.
This is what I'm saying. Lee Syatt, always on top of it. Go order these goddamn fucking Hemp Force bars. It's vanilla chai flavor. You're going to love them. Worst thing that could happen, you cut a fart at kickboxing. People still love you. Don't give a fuck. You're trying. You know what I'm saying? What do you got going on, Lee? Tell me something good.
I can't wait for the podcast, and for people who might not live still in 1965, you can go to the Ice House's website and get tickets for that. Who calls anymore to buy tickets?
1965. Wait till I get you, cocksucker.
What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen, because you don't know what any of these buttons do.
What buttons? What buttons?
Any of them.
Keep it up, cocksucker. Everybody's a fucking shit. All right, I got to get out of here. before I leave. Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows today. Oi, ta-da. Go to your home. Go to our home. Go to our show homepage, joeydiaz.net, and click into the Hulu Plus banner. joeydiaz.net not only has t-shirts and hoodies and my tour dates, it also has Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial. So put in HuluPlus.com/Joey. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on joeycocodiaz.net or go to HuluPlus.com/Joey. And what do they put in the box?
They put Joey. But if you go to HuluPlus.com/Joey, you don't have to put anything.
Anything. There you go. That's how we fucking do it. Have a great weekend. We love you. Stay black. R.I.P. Ray Manzarek. The end. Who's better than us?
I don't know.
See you Monday.
Of some stranger's hand.